Good morning, this past week's Daf Pei Aleph from Maseches Yuma, the 8th Perek. We'll start with the piece of Gemara right before the Mishnah. The Gemara is quoting from the end of the previous Mishnah, Ha'ochel v'hashoyse e'mitzdarfen. The Mishnah mentioned before that the Shiurim on Yom Kippur of the Isra Achila that you have is the Shir of Kakiseves, Shsia, Meloy Lugmov. Is Zok the Mishnah that these two things, Achila and Shsia, are not mitzvah to complete the Shir. Zok the Gemara, Man Tanu. Who's the Tanu of a Mishnah that holds such a thing that Achil and Shsi would not be mitzdarik? Rav Chizda machlekes shnuya. Rav Chizda says that Emes and his machlekes tenoim about this. Rabbi Shua, in our Mishnah, is Shita se Bishua. The Chachomim don't hold like that. Gemara brings the Mishnah. Mishnah Me'ila. This nine. Klalo Rabbi Bishua. Bishua says the following klal. Kol shtemos v'shiyur yishove. Mitzdarif. He's talking about things that are mitzdarif to complete a shir. Says kol shetum osoy v'shiuray shove mitzdarif. This is concerning the din of tuma, that if two things have the same dine tuma, they're the same v'shiuray shove, and they both have the same shir concerning that din of tuma. Mitzdarif. Then the mitzdarif. You need these two conditions. Tumosu v'shiyuroi shoven. However, tumosu v'shiyuroi, if you only have the dine tumah, but not the shir, not the amount, the size, or shiyuroi v'loi tumosoi, and definitely loi tumosoi v'loi shiyuroi, ain mitzdarif. Rabbi Shua holds that in order for something to be mitzdarif, the conditions to that, and one of the conditions are, is that the shir has to be the same. Two things which have two different shiurim, they won't be mitzdarif. So therefore our Mishnah, which Achil and Shsi have two different shiurim, that's why our Mishnah holds that it's not mitzdarif. That's what Rav Chizda holds. However, the Rabbonon, who argue on that, they don't have such conditions, so therefore the Rabbonon will argue on the halacha that says in the Mishnah, according to them, Achil and Shsia will be mitzdarif. Because the only reason why Achil and Shsia are not mitzdarif in the Mishnah, according to Rav Chizda, is only because of two different shiurim. Those are the rules of tziruf. But the Rabbanan hold that there's no such condition concerning the din of tziruf, and therefore they will be mitzdarif. This is in Hilchas Tziruf Shiurim. We'll see in a minute in the Gemara Wolfirois, and we'll see what the Shita is. But the Gemara right now is assuming that it's just a question of Shiurim, being Mashlem Shir. How do you get that Shir that you have in the Mishnah? And on that, Chosh should be told in that Machloikis, that whether two things which have two different Shiurim, could they be Mitzdarif?
Sometimes you learn tumah from achilah from tumah, but you're learning tumah to everything else, like he's achilah, he's a
kibra. I mean, Pashas Rabbi Shua is it's not a din in tumah, right? He's saying a halacha, a general halacha in the din in tziruf hashiurim, that there's certain conditions that you need. By tumah, it happens to be that there's dinei tumah have to be the same, and the shir also has to be the same.
When you say dinei tumah, we're talking about levels of tumah.
That's part of it, yeah. That's part of it. What it's mitame, right? The chimer of the tumah. Let's see the Rashi. Rashi will tell us over here. Zok Rashi. You see that first narrow line. B'machlekes. B'machlekes hashnu b'mokam acher shnuyo b'mishnu seinu. B'machlekes we have elsewhere that our mission is teaching us something which is really dependent on that machlekes. And therefore, our mission is not l'kulei alman, el Rabbi Yeshua. It happens to be only one of the two shitas which we find elsewhere. He says our mission is taking sides in the machlekes tanoim. Zokt Rashi shetemosam v'shiyurun shover. This is Rabbi Yeshua's din. Kigoyin shnei chatzoi zeisim v'shnei meisim. Let's say you have a question of Thomas Meis, and you want to be mitztarif two half a zeisim from two different meisim. That would be tumasa and shiurun shover, right? They're both the same Thomas Meis. Or mishnei nevelis, or shtei chatzoi adosh, or mishnei shrotzim. Over there, the shear by sheretz is bechtei adoshos. You have the two chatzoi adoshos from two shrotzim. So Rashi, shizman tumos and shove. Rashi is telling us what the din of tumah, what do you mean tumos and shove. Rashi, he tells us that is man tumos and shove, which in this case would be that, you know, the din of tumas meis, it's a tumas zayin, tumas nevelin, shrotzim, there is no specific time, it's still a person's table, the mikvah. Shizman tumos and shove, b'shi'ura and shove, l'tame b'shirechon, and they have the same shir. Which in this case over here, by Tumas Mes, Tumas Nevela, Rashi tells us that the Shir Kizayis, the Gabi Shrotzim, it's Kadosha, it's a different Shir. So if we have the Tumos and the Din Tuma the same, the Zman Tumos and Rashi touches that, and the Shir, what the Shir you need is the same, then these two things could be Mitzdar. Tumos of Loi Shiuroi. If you have something that has the din tumah the same, but not the shikigoyin, sheretz nevela, right? These two things I mentioned before, shishneim tumas erev, both of these things that the tumah is only is the tumas erev, and that's the din after one's tovel b'mikvah. So you need erev shemesh. That's therefore it's tumas erev. So the zman tumos and how long the tumah will last is the same. Avlein shiurin shovel l'tamish zeb kazayis bechadosha, but the sheer tumah is different. One's a kezayis, one's a kadosh, right? The size of a lentil, smaller size. Or else, shiuroi v'loi tumasai. If you have something that the shear is the same, but not the tumah, so krashi kigoyin meis unevela. These two tumas, shishneim bekezayis, both of them, the shear is the same. However, the din tumah is different. How long the tumah lasts is choluk. Bezeh tumas shiva, zeh tumas erev. Tumas mes, zeh tumas shiva. Bezeh tumas erev, and the tumah of nevela is only tumas erev. So even though the shear is the same, because ayis, but since the din tumah is not the same, therefore they can't be mitzdarev.
Even if you would make it into one thing, or only when they're separate?
What do you mean?
You made a mixture of both of them together.
So you understand that it's better if you grind them together?
Maybe. I don't know, that's what I'm asking. If you grind them together, is it considered separate instal?
I mean, it didn't change. It didn't change what it was, right? It's still, right? Mm-hmm. Grinding it together is not going to make things any better. Right? We're saying, at best, right? Whenever you have whatever the conditions of making the tzirif is, but since it's two different things, so you need tzirif. So if you need tzirif, if they don't have these two conditions, it's not going to be mitzdarif.
At this point in the Gemara, so assuming that the Rabban right, hold that you can't be mitzdarif, right? Achilu and
Shliya. They hold?
Assuming.
That you can.
You can't be mitzdarif,
right? Right. That's the
Yom Kippur, right?
Right.
At this point, the Gemara said, right? Mm-hmm. So how would that work practically? What shear are they aiming for? The shear of this or the shear of that? Kasevis or...
So that's what we'd say. We mitzdarif for the smaller shear.
Is there a reason for that?
Will the Rav one think for the larger shear?
What?
The Rav one think for the larger shear?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. When we say that, right, you mean the larger shear, right. You'll need the larger shear, right.
So it makes it cooler.
Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. Because
we have like my begadim. right? Different.
I mean, yeah, right. Kitshuta, you're right. Right, that's what it should be. Right? It'll be mitzdarif, but you'll need to have, if one of these two needs a bigger shear, so l'chayra, that's what we would say.
And again, the reason is the svaro, just you want to be makel, or what?
No, that's l'chayra, that will be the svar, right? Because you don't have, well, you know, let's see. What's a bigger shear, right?
The malay lugma.
Right, an average person, right?
So each one's going to depend. But
I'm saying from the average person of a malay lugmov, right, the Gemara told us is
smaller than a kasev. It's smaller than a kasev. It's smaller than a kasev.
Is less than a revius. The Gemara tells us, right? That's the Gemara tells us. It's less than a revius.
Right. Right, but we're comparing it not to a revius, to a kasev.
Right now, we'll see. How you have to see the Hemshcha Gemara. You didn't see the Gemara yet.
To a kasev.
What are you saying? Which is larger?
I mean, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Right. So I mean, so that they didn't let look more zichur tolling the person.
Right.
So, but l'chor that would be the sforas advarim to say, like you're saying, you find from other places
that what's he saying?
If something needs a larger shear, so you have to have that larger shear.
With two things.
One of the two things has a larger shear. So I think this small shear could just help me reach the larger shear, but l'chora this other thing, right, can't. That's l'chora what we would say kipshuta, right? Mm-hmm. The ability to metame of this thing, seif kol seif, needs that shear. You can't create tuma if it doesn't have its shear.
Right, I'm talking over here for the Yom Kippur. Right?
So by the same token, l'chora l'gad l'chiv of Yom Kippur, right? Whichever this shear that you need, you have to be able to meet that shear, the larger shear. So if I be mitzdarif that, I don't have.
It could also depend. I mean, another wrinkle could be that it depends on what's the rove of what you're either eating or drinking. If mostly what you're taking in is liquid and a little food, does it only need to be mitzdarif to malay lugma? Or if you're taking mostly food, does it need to be mitzdarif to kosevis? Because I don't know.
Okay. I hear that could be. All right, that's a good point. We'll see. Maybe we'll get back to this. Let's just see the Gemara over here, because there's a fundamental needing in the Gemara over here. Zot the Gemara, right? So far we have Rav Chisda Shita, and we'll see that it's a machlek samaroim about this. Rav Chisda is not the singular Shita here. Rav Chisda tells us that our machlek is totally machlek is tanoim, it's Rav Yeshua Shita, not Rabbonon. Rav Nachman afil tem Rabbonon. Nachman says no. Even the Rabbanon who hold that you have two things which have two different shiurim, nevertheless they could be mitzdarif. Akan lekam Rabbanon hostem el inyan tumah. The shem tumah chadhi. That over there, being that seif kol seif, it's all tumah. That's why they could be mitzdarif, even though they have two different shiurim. Aval hocho mishum yisuvi daitahu. Zot gemara banyim kippur, we have to create Yisuvi daito, v'hai loy misve daite. In Zot Gemara, there's no misve daito. We don't have the yishuv adas. That means what the Gemara is saying is like we saw many times in Gemara till this point, that Yom Kippur, the Torah says that a person has to be inei tanus nafshi seichem, and the isra achila of Yom Kippur is based on the fact that there's a misvedaita, he's breaking the inu. So you have to be able to make an achila, do something which is going to break that inu. Achila and shsia, zolta gemara, that doesn't create a misvedaita. So this gemara would seem to be saying that even though in maybe possibly then shiurim, right? Let's say you'd have the shiur, it's considered that you have a kaiseva sagasa, or whichever one of the shiurim will have. Nevertheless, it didn't create a misvedaita. Now let's just read the Gemara. If the room will see the Gemara has the same machlekes over here, or in other tano, other amiroim, and then we'll talk about this for a moment. Zok the Gemara, v'chein amar yesh lokish machlekes shenuyah. The same machlekes that we just had before, and between those amiroim, have machlekes shenuyah. Reish Lakish says, like Rav Chisda, but Machlokes Shinuyo. Our mission is dependent, is totally on this Machlokes Tanoim, Rabbi Yeshua, he disnan, Klalam Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yechonom, I feel Tim Rabbon, and Kandakam Rabbon, Hosam, Million Tumo. Aval Hocho, Mishumisuvi Daita, who Vahai Loikamis Vidaita. Yes, the Gemara tells us that this Machlokes that we have between Rav Chisda and Rav Nachman is Machlokes Rabbi Yechon Reish Lakish. Now, it would seem at first glance from this Gemara that Chesed, Chizda, and Reish Lakish, they don't hold of this assumption that the Gemara said before. It's not dependent on Misvedaita, the din of Achilas Yom Kippur, right, which is Adavar Chodosh. Didn't seem like there's any machlokes about this, but that at first glance would seem to be that not so simple. So we see, it would seem that this fundamental idea that Yom Kippur is misvedaita is lav dafka.
Unless you want to say they're arguing about the mitzias of what creates.
Well, yeah, right. That's a little hard to make machlokes and mitzias.
Yeah.
Right. However, what we could possibly say to make things a little lighter is really maybe something that we touched on before. That I think more tells us, I mean, the shear of Koseva Sagasa, why there's such a shear? The Torah was Mishana with the Loshin, Chacham Shin B'Shiurom, Mitzvadaito, that could be the Avad L'Kuli Almo, Loisu'una, it's based on Mitzvadaito. No, the Shaila is like we spoke about before, that let's say you have some. Of course, the initial shear was decided. The reason why the Torah gave the shear is because of misvedaita. The question is today: every time I make an achid, do I have to check whether this kesevas agasa or this shear is going to create the misvedaita? And we spoke about this before with the sponge cake, right? That if someone's eating something that the cake itself in hilchos shiurim reaches the shear of kesevas agasa. But being that there are ear pockets in it, so you don't have, you know, every centimeter of that giving to the misvedaita. So you're not going to have the misvedaita. What's going to be the halacha in such a case? Right. So possibly this is a similar question over here. That what you have over here is that you have the shear because in hilchos shiurim it's mitzarif, but you just don't have the misvedaita. So what will be the halacha in this case? Now, if that's true. I mean, usually when we have a machlokes, the Zamaroim, Nachum, Rabbi Yochanan, we would paskin like that, and it seems to be that's what way the poskim taka nemon, that the halacha is that it's not mitzarif because there's no misvedaite, right? So therefore, the halacha tak should be told misvedaite, right? So if the way what we're saying over here, so then this gemara, the maskana of this gemara would seem to be saying, according to what we're saying right now, is that you need the practical misvedaita, even though the shear, you have the shear, but it's not enough to have the size. You need to have the size which produces the misvedaita. That would be the maskana of the gemara. Now, if that's true, so then it really should be a raya to that shaila that we had before. We said that the machlekes about the recent poiskim about what such aloch is, we should have a raya from this gemara over here, right? That you need to have the practical misvedaita. It's not enough that you have the shir, right? So we'll have to be ma'ayin into the mocker today.
Going back to the sponge cake.
Yeah, right.
So two types of misvedaita, you're saying.
A few types of misvedaita? Is that's what we're saying now?
I didn't
mean to say that, but how do you understand? What we just said something about a few misvedaitas?
There's a combined misvedaita which doesn't count.
No. So we said there's a shear misvedaita. There's a shear of misvedaita means that the amount of food which usually produces a misvedaita is a kesevis, right? Assuming that food. Right, something, right? No, of one type, that's misvedaita, that gives a misvedaita, right? That's the sheer misvedaita. Now, that's a kesevis. So the question is that today on Yom Kippur, am I chai with having kesevis, and I don't have to go back to know whether this specific case creates the misvedaita. Yitaka doesn't have. It's the sheer of misvedaita without the practical satisfaction. My mind, that's what we mean, right? That's what we're saying.
So when somebody eats a soup, they're both eating the soup.
Someone eats the soup.
So when did he have misvedaita?
I don't follow.
Eating a liquid.
What?
Eating a salad together. So is it two separate is it go according to the solid, the liquid?
What, do you have a soup with some liquid inside?
Noodle soup.
Okay.
Noodle soup. Mm-hmm. Where is it, when do we say Mr. Dieti? What's the shear? Like this.
Well, that's a liquid in the salad. So I mean, unless you could fit into the Gemara that we had before, that something, the Gemara told us that a person dips into tzir. Tzir shal gaba yerek is mitzdarf l'kakai seve sanyam kippur. Right, the Gemara says. Because achshuri uchlo is uchluhu. So if that Gemara is saying that if we consider the liquid oichel, that's the only time that we've mitzdarf. So in a soup, I don't think that that's, I think on the contrary, right? You know, the soup is not enhancing. I don't think the food inside is enhancing that either, right? It's not. So you know, unless you can make it into one thing, it will not be mitzdarif. Now,
so I understand. If a person ate the shear, he ate the kaseves agas or the zayis, even if he ate two or three, and he says, "I'm not misvedaita," so. What happened?
Oh, so that the Gemara already told us many times that kach shiru chachamim, that any person who eats this shir definitely reaches a misvedaita, and on the normal circumstances, right? The only time we find otherwise is like we have these kind of cases when it's just a shir, right, because of the hilchos shurim, two things, amitzdarf on oichel and ait. But if a person eats something, one piece of food, which is the karkei service, then we wouldn't accept what he's saying, that he's not misvedaita. Right? So that he is. Misvedaita just means a certain level of yishuv hadas that gives it has the ability to break that effect that fasting causes a person.
So what's the purpose of misvedaita then? If he ate the shear and he's chayav already for that,
because misvedaita would be something that's what created the shear. Something. It's the shear of misvedaita. That's what it will be according to that, right?
Okay.
And otherwise, why is it in kazayis? Why is it in kazayis? So the basis of that shear is misvedaita. But today, like we saw, it's a shear. It's a shear. I don't have to measure every time whether you have a misvedaita or not.
Okay.
Back upon, but this Gemara, what Quanta was saying, would seem to be a rai that you do, right? Because this over, you have the shear in this Gemara, right? According to the Chachamim, you have the shear. Nevertheless, since it doesn't produce the misvedaita, you're not chayiv. So this would seem to suggest that it's not enough to have the shear. It's not just, the idea of misvedaita is not just a basis to create, to establish the shear, but it's something that I got to follow along with. I got to see whether I have a misvedaita.
So I just want to get clear something. If you have an oichel that's a little bit less than a kiseves, and liquid that's just a drop less than oil lugmav, it's not mitzdarf.
That's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. These two things doesn't create. When we say it's not mitzdarf, it doesn't create the suvedaita. That's what it means.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We said before that salt, it's direct to the achiva. Salt is better than a drink. Salt is nishkan oichla for that. It's nothing. It's just an enhancer. So why would that be mitzdarif, not mine?
One more time. How are you asking?
We see that salt is mitzdarif to the achiva to make it
It's not
a shear,
right?
And that's not even an oichel. It's not a she's just an enhancer. It's and water is such a.
But what are you taking in that gemara? What's the pshat in that gemara?
That it's bottle. I don't know if it's going to be a bottle.
But what's the point that you like to take out of that gemara to base your question on?
That it enlarges the shear, even though it's not a neichel.
Question.
What is that?
I mean, this gemara is saying that since it's eaten together with it, so it's considered a neichel in this situation. That's what gemara is saying.
So if you have a little bit of liquid which would enhance the shear.
So that's exactly the next piece of gemara over that we mentioned before. If you take something and you dip it into tzir, right?
Is it a liquid?
Tzir is a liquid, yeah.
Tzir,
that's what it is.
So when do we say that it doesn't? So
right.
Exactly the case that you said, that you ate a little bit less kazayis, you were thirsty afterwards, you drank a little bit less than a mlelokmov, so you're potter. Example, that's the case that we're talking about. You self mentioned that before, right?
It's totally separate, like when eating and drinking. The dipping that's making it part of the food.
Right. That's the more thing. Now, once you mentioned that before, what one could be sorry over there is that does the salt add to the suvidaita? In other words, a person who's eating less than a kesevis of basar, and he's eating with the salt. So the salt is matched in the shear as far as size. He has the size of a kesevis now. But what's with the misvedaite? Right? How did we learn that gemara? What are the facts over there? Right? So if the fact is that the salt doesn't create misvedaite, so this gemara would be seen to be saying on the contrary, that as long as you get the shear, even without the practical misvedaite, I don't know what the facts are over here. Right? It will be easier to say the other way. Right? And as far as shnimi with this gemara, that the salt does help you give misvedaita, but the chiddush of the gemara is if it didn't get a din v'na uichel, so you'd be an opposite case that you created a misvedaita without eating kesevis, and you wouldn't be chayy for that.
You wouldn't,
according to that, right?
But that enhances the food; it becomes part of the uichel, not a separate thing anymore. If it's part of the uichel, it's part of the misvedaita.
No, the misvedaite, becoming part of the oichel is a halacha concept. Misvedaite is a fact, right? So whether the salt, whether these granules of salt, which create a total amount of a kesevis, whether it makes misvedaite, it should be a fact. It's not a halacha issue, right? So one's not dependent on the other. Either it does or it doesn't. But, you know, I date Sirif, that's not a reason to make a misvedaite, right? Understandably, right? Right, that's what we're saying. You see this idea from that Gemara that one of the two things, right? From that Gemara, that's what we're saying. That Gemara talks that you have the shear, right? Since it's an oichel, right? It's considered an oichel since you eat it together.
Salt or sugar, whatever it is. Property that it can melt. If it melts, it becomes part of the oichel too. Right now, it's has the other thing, but since it has it's to melt.
I don't know. Okay, so this you just decided right now. I don't know if that's if that doesn't say anything about that over here in the Gemara. Okay.
It could be in those days that the salt was much coarser, bigger, and it stayed a lot longer on.
So, according to the Mandome, that says that that they are mitzaref, right? So according to the Mandami that says that they're not mitzaref. So first of all, he holds that I don't have clear enough. let me hold off on that.
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's see over here, right? So this is an important piece of Gemara over here, once again, right? This shaila that comes up so many times, which is a very fundamental shaila, as far as the shiurim are concerned, right? You know, kesevis, do you actually need also to have the misvedaita or not? Right? Every time we have such something in Gemara, we have to work it through.
If I can try it again, right?
Sure.
Is that the mandomer that says that they're not mitzarif, right? So he doesn't have to bechlal enter that whole discussion that we said before, that that once the shiurim are established, they continue, right? In other words, again, he's doing a chil and shtia, and he's saying that it's not mitzdarif. So let's say he holds the svara that that once the shiurim were set, they were set, and it doesn't matter about the being satisfied by it. But he holds he can hold a general klal that ochel, that two different shiurim are mitzaref, and that's a klal.
You're right. We're just saying that our Mishnah is a machlekes, and the rule as far as Yom Kippur is concerned is that all I need is the shiur. Now, right. Do I have the shiur? That's a machlekes. According to Rishu, I don't have the shiur. According to Rabbon, I do have the shiur.
Right.
But misvedaita, right, today, akoponim, is not an issue at all.
What would be the halacha l'gabe bracha chrona?
Machlekes.
Right.
It would be machlekes annoying.
But
everyone really agrees to that.
What?
Right, everyone
but
well,
it has nothing to do with, but in other words, it's not, according to the Manda Omer, the Manda Omer that says that, well, the reason why you don't, it's not mitzaref is because it has a matzias of not that you're not satisfied by it, right? So
let's say, as far as Baruch HaChron is concerned, let's say, right? So that would be totally, he'd agree that that's taka totally in the Machlokes.
So no, because Baruch HaChron has nothing to do with being satisfied by it. Right?
Yeah, I know that's what I'm saying. So it's depending on that machlekes. And there's a machlekes in Hilchos Shiurim. That Mishnah in Me'ilah over there is a machlekes concerning Shiurim.
Right.
So there's a machlekes, what two things are mitzaref. So that would apply to any place else that is only relevant to Shiur. But something which is Negea, Misvedaita, right? That's what the Gemara is saying, that's not dependent on that machlekes. Misvedaita, you see, even if, theoretically you have the Shiur, but you also need to have the Misvedaita, so that you're not going to have.
Aren't they using the concept to decide the shear? The fact, you're saying it's a fact. Are you satisfied or not? Right? So that they're using that to decide what the shear is. That's what they're arguing.
What we mean to say is that the initial shear, this that the Torah says, that the shear of achila in general, is that's because a one piece of food with a keseves creates a misvedaita. That's how the shear came to be, keseves agasa. What we're saying is that it's possible that today I don't have to take that piece of food every time and wonder whether this will actually give me
right,
the...
Right, now the shear is set.
The shear is set, right? That's according to that side. We're saying that the maskonas hagmora would seem to be not like that, right? Because what we have over here is something which, as far as shear is concerned, we reach the shear because it's mistarif according to Rabbanon. Nevertheless, we're saying, so what you have over here is you ate a keseves hagasa, itaka did, but it didn't create the misvedaita, so you won't be chayev, right? So that's what Agmora seems to be saying over here, not maskonas like that. Is it right?
Probably.
Oh. Right?
And it seems to me that there's a difference between the two shitas if you can apply this klal l'kol haTorah kula, right? We have a halacha by tuma, which we say that it's mitzdarif.
We're really focusing on the rabbanon over here, right? That's really what we mean to say. It could be that's where things are going off a little bit over here. This machlek is whether our mishnah works out according to the rabbanon. Now the rabbanon hold that you really have, as far as shear is concerned, size, you have the right size.
That's what I'm saying. I don't think you specifically have to say that.
Oh, okay, yes. So how do you understand that?
Right.
Is that what the Gemara means over here?
Again, according to the Man d'Omer, that puts it in misvadaisa, right? So he has to... He has to establish two things. First of all, that you have the shear is mitzaref, mm-hmm. right? And itaka satisfies you, right? Mm-hmm. So he seems to be commenting on do you need a practical satisfaction from it or not, right? Mm-hmm. According to the the Rabbanon, it could go either way. In other words,
when we say the Rabbanon,
according where we say no, maybe it's not Tali in the Machlokas. That here everybody says that it's not good.
So this is a Shitas Amiroim in the Gemara, which is saying that even according to the Rabbanon, the Rabbanon will also agree when our Mishnah says that Oichel and Shaisa are not Mitzdarif, the Rabbanon will also agree because there's no Mitzvadaita, which we're translating that to mean that even though as far as Shir is concerned, it is Mitzdarif, if you want to know how much do I have a Kesevis over here, the answer is yeah. However, it's a Kesevis that doesn't produce Mitzvadaita. That's what we were saying till this point.
Okay.
Wow.
I mean, as long as the
oichel
didn't produce a
misadaita.
It's the oichel that has to produce a misadaita without the with matzah.
Either way. What do you mean, as opposed to what?
Supposed to, if you have liquid with it, you'll have a misadaita, but it won't be from each thing. It won't be from the oichel itself.
I'm not found.
You have mostly oichel, and you have a little bit of liquid, which will give you a misadaita.
So you assume that it does give you misadaita? I know my Gemara says it doesn't. You understand differently?
I'm saying that each one has to give its own misadaita. Can't be a combined misadaita.
Oh, I didn't understand the Gemara like that. I thought misadaita, is a certain state of mind that, either you're there or you're not there. It doesn't make a difference how you got there. No reason why, the Gemara seems to say that. The fact is that he didn't reach the clarity of mind of misvedaita, whatever that is. It's not there, right? It doesn't.
That's
right. The high loy misvedaita, the Gemara says, right? Right. This combination of foods didn't create misvedaita. Is that how you understood the Gemara? Is that how they learned?
Yeah.
Over here?
Yeah,
right.
You don't get it unless
right.
You reach a full portion of either one, either chilush or
you said
a full measure
of
each.
Of either one.
So
you're saying what I'm saying?
I'm saying you have to get a full portion of one of them.
Oh.
If you get less than a full portion of each one, then there can't be misdaref.
So it means even if you feel misdaref.
No, I'm saying that you don't feel I read the Gemara as saying you don't get it. You could have, if you have close to a share of this and close to a share of that, you put it together, you won't get it. Because just the Matthias says that it doesn't work. That's what the way I understand the Gemara to say.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. So Lomazen, let's see a little further over here. Zok the Mishnah. Ochal v'shosu v'hel me'echad eni chai v'elachat v'sachas. Zok the Mishnah. Yom Kippur, being that there's a so b'shoigeg, if a person unintentionally eats or drinks, there's a chiyuv chatas. Zok the Gemara, ochal v'shasa behelam echad. We're talking about that he had the shear of each one individually. In other words, not mistar. But ochal v'shasa behelam echad. The person had a full shear of achila and a full shear of shsiya behelam echad. In one forgetting, he's a shoigeg. Either that it was Yom Kippur, or that you can't eat or drink on Yom Kippur. Ein chayev lechatas achas. He's only chayev one korban lechatas. So Rashi, ein chayev lechatas achas. The chad shmohu, the achila ushsiya mechad kro nafki. One shem iser. One iser, because achila and shsiya mechad kro nafki. I learned from one pasuk. Now, Elum, that's chazring over here. Right? If you look back, what's the mechad kronafki over here? So we had actually, right? What? Well, let's see. I mean, the first gemara over here we had that told us, how do we know what's Bechlau, what Ine has the Chiv Koros? Right, I remember that first Braisa, the Gemara says, הרי הוא אומר, שאם נפשך לא, הרי הוא אומר, ועבדתי את הנפש שהיא מאיני שיש בה עבדת הנפש. ואיזה זה החילוש סיר. Right, that first brisa. That's that first brisa. That the Ine is talking about something which could create a Iber Nefesh, a Chilin Shseer. So this brisa over here seems to say that Chilin Shseer are both Nilmad from that post. They both have that condition. The next brisa the Gemara brings is Tver Rabbi Shmuel that Nemakan Inu Nemal Halon Inu. The Gemara learns Mal Halon Inu Raven Afkan Inu Raven. The Gemara learns from the Mon Vayanach Vayari Vecho. Right. So over there, that's the lima that the Gemara has. But that's how we know that it's talking about Achila. Now the question just is as far as she is concerned, that do you know that from this pasuk over here, or Vayari Vecha is only referring to Achila, and you have to come on to what you're saying, that she b'chal Achila for this or not. How did you learn?
The way I would understand it, again, not trying to understand what's bechlawa that you shouldn't. Right. I mean, we're talking about the pasuk that you're not allowed to. That you have to afflict yourself.
Right.
Those pasukim are telling what's considered affliction. Right. But we're talking about the pasuk. Whatever. Where is it? The vanisim as
nafshe se. You're right. Definitely, when we do chakro, is this pasuk. What I'm just meant to mention over here is that do we need, in order to derive this, do we need to come on to Achil Arsida? I think that's what you were referring to.
That's where the Gemara went. That's what I thought.
Well, I don't know if we mentioned that at the time, but that's a question over there. You see, in the context, when the Gemara brings that, Achil Arsida, it's not really discussing an issue of a source. The Gemara just asking because the Braisa says Chamishi Inuyim, right? And the Gemara wants to say, well, it's really six. On that, the Gemara says that this is B'chal that. But in the sources, we don't seem to find that the Gemara needs the Shseer B'chal Achila as far as the source is concerned. But the truth of the matter is, that's why I was losing the story. If you look in the Taisis Yontif, he mentions this at this point. Of the Gemara, Mechag Kronavka, I believe he stels it to over here. Right? See, he seems to understand that maybe like you're understanding. That's a question how to understand what's included in that Gemara. When the Gemara is looking for Shsi B'chal Achila, is that we need that for the source of Shsi in the first place? Or the Gemara is just a question of the numbers of concern?
This is a new concept we have by Hilchos Shabbos, that if you, if you do two malachas, so it depends, right?
Yeah, no, you're right. What we're saying over here, right? No, see, he's right. The mechama kronavka means the inibs nefnam shezem. I was just going back to remind us where we get achil and shseer from. Where does that come from? But about it, that's kipshuta what it means. And now see, according to this, then what would be if if there was a chiyuv koras on the other inuyim also, right? I think the zikh is no chiyuv koras, right? We saw many mishnayim hold it; they're not even the raisa, right? But if they would be lechayra, since they're all included in this pasuk of nifnei shesechem, however you get it in here, but today they're all in b'chal this pasuk. So vada, you're right that that's what the gemara means, right? Mechad kro nafka, right? And today that's how the Torah is expressing it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So let's see. Now the Gemara goes further. The Gemara tells us the Mishnah. I'm sorry. Ochal va'osam alocha chayv shtei chatoyis. A person b'shoigeg behel machas made an achila and asiyas malocha. That her also tells us that there's a chiv koris and Asiyas Melachis. Chayv Shnei Chatois, and the reason is because the Trei Shemis Ninhu, Jim Shrei Koi Nafki. Both are learned from two psukim. Here, let's jump right away into the Gemara. Let's see if we can get this piece of Gemara over here. Omrei Shlokish. Bepnei Maloi Nemra Azhoru Be'inui. The Shlokish in this Gemara takes on an assumption, and he's already explaining something that he's assuming. There is no Azhoru. Now, what Azhoru means is, in the Torah, there's certain Lushoinis which act as a, give something the status of a loisa, say. Many times it's Negea Malkus, right? Even if it's not Negea Malkus, but being over an Isser, which is a lois essay, is more chomer than an essay, and right? even if there is no Malkus. So the Reish Lakish says that concerning Inui, there's no Azhoro. There's no lois essay in the Torah. And on that he wants to know why. Why is that so? What does the pasuk say? Zokt. Right, the pasuk just talks about Ashloisuune. Right, but the pasuk doesn't tell us what we're not allowed to do. You're not allowed to eat. Zokt Ashlokish. Me malu nemra has horabi inay. On that Zokt Veishlokish, the reason why we don't, the Torah never expresses, doesn't give it a loisa se mishum de lo yefsha. Interesting thing. That, you know why mishum de lo yefsha? That's why it's not there. As if really the Torah would have wanted to do that. Right? But it's lo yefsha, we'll see. There's a technical problem with that, and that's why we don't have an Azhoru. It seems to be from Veishlokish that there is no Azhoru.
Is Reish Lakish coming at this shtickle because he knows that we're going to prove later that they had a Kabbalah from his Rebbe that we're going to learn from Gezeirah Shavah or something? So why didn't it say it straight out? Why would he otherwise assume? Why is it that Tyree gave it as an essay? That's a mitzvah essay. What's his question? Why should it be los essay? We have many mitzvahs essay. Does he ask an old mitzvah essay? Why does not a corresponding los essay? I mean, Stam and the Velt, right? Where does he come up with the question? Unless he already knows the answers, you know, something.
Well, we'll see. It will look like that Reish Lakish doesn't have an Azhoru.
Isn't he coming off the Mishnah? The Mishnah says it's Chayav Chatos.
Oh, right.
So you can't be Chayav Chatos on Asay. Are you Chayav Chatos for being Vat on Asay? Cool. Well, it has to be a lot, no?
There's a chorus, right? So how do you understand? So what's Reish Lakish saying over here?
I think it's like Alan saying that he knows that it's not expressed in the normal derech of the Torah that it's a laugh. So
he knew the brisa.
Oh yeah, yeah.
So he knew the brisa.
So now he's asking, why didn't he express it by itself?
So you're answering that by itself. He did know.
Yeah, that's how you learned Gemara. Yeah?
I think he did.
Yeah? Okay.
That's why I thought, by the way, it started with Gemara's first structuring. It's funny, it's not written in the normal way because we have Chatas already, so we know it must be a lav. Wasn't it said this way? And then Gemara finds the source where it was, but it's not that Reish Lakish didn't know what that source was, it's just that he was asking. What's the pshat? So lachar ma'isa. So why wasn't it written that way?
But he's asking on all the inuyim, not just achilu shesia. Clearly, there's a difference between achilu shesia and the other inuyim because they are bedirayisa, they are karis. The other ones aren't. Mm-hmm. Right?
What do you mean with that?
Wouldn't be chayav chatos.
According to what you're
saying,
what?
Wouldn't be chayav chatos for rechita.
I'm saying, yeah.
Only achilu shesia. The Mishnah says achav shasa, chayav chatos.
Right.
So that's
what's going on. But he's not asking his question based on just Achilas Shasiya, he's asking on all the Inuyim.
Why?
You don't see that?
No. Most opinions are I mean, most opinions are the other Inuyim are not even derisa, right? I mean, there are some opinions.
Whatever, right. Okay, fine. Right? So,
but clearly Achilas
Shasiya. So you're saying he's asking on Achilas Shasiya? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think, right?
That's all.
But the Braisa answers later on, actually, on all of them, no?
I mean, you see, the Gemara has a thing, so, you know, he can't say lo socho, right? So how would that help with the chitza?
Yeah, but later, the Braisa does answer on all of them, that they're all laven, right?
No. Where?
Okay, I mean...
It could cover it.
There's an they're all laven, but they all have an azar on them. I took it to mean later on.
If they're the Imran on the tzadet and the Raisa, you want to know that does that Sahara go on everything? So the answer is l'chari, yeah. Right? I mean, if they're all b'chal l'posik, if you assume that b'chal l'posik, so the Xerish Shovim, right, b'chari will help for everything. Mm-hmm.
Could we tell you that Kashi is just being rhetorical because it says, oh, my God, Shlok, it's your name.
Okay, but you're saying very good, right? Because I mean that definitely is a ha'orah. That nice the chiv chatas needs to have a lois to say. What is the valid the chatas? Right, so if what you're saying, that's taka very good. Right, that will say. So when the Gemara says v'tana ma'is lo mehochom, that's avada Reish Lakish knew that. And his question just is that why is it not beferish? Why is the Torah relying on a drasha in order to give us the azhara?
Is it a problem that if there's a price that gives you a Xer Shava or whatever limud is a problem that Shlokas asked why it's not?
No, you can say like you're saying, exactly. Why did the Torah say beferish? That's how you want to learn what Shlokas is asking.
Maybe it would be better if the Shlokas would come after the limud. That'd be clearer.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But that's...
When did the Gemara want to make it easier for you?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Okay, we have to see. You saw the Mepharshim say like you're saying, or that's what you wanted to say?
No, I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we have to be ma'ayin and Mepharshim, but that would be a good eitzi over here. So let's see. Zok Reish Lakish. The reason why the Torah didn't speak it out with a lav... is the layef shehechinicht and nichach mlo lo yoichal achile b'kizayis. Now this is l'chara a raya. Shlomo is pointing out that the other nuyim are only drabonim, because if the other nuyim are the raisa, so what is the Gemara saying? How would that help? Right, to say lo yoichal. We need to say a loshim which is inclusive to everything else. At least over here, she sees b'chal achilas. Even if it says la yoichal, that could include shsir. But that Gemara says the reason why the Torah didn't say it like that is because achilas b'kizayis, and therefore the shir, if the Torah spoke it out like that, would be a kizayis. They wouldn't. That's the Gemara's mashma, right? That we'd have to take out of that the shir is not misvedaita. It's not totally misvedaita. It'd be totally in kizayis, and that's not how it is.
I have problems with so let's say it would be kizayis. Why wouldn't this be a rather kizayis? I mean,
the reason why the Torah didn't say it because the Torah
wants
it. Aliba the Emes, that's how it is, right? That's how it is. We're asking that, you know, leave the parasha as it is, but write a beferisha as hora. So on that Gemara saying, well, if we would do that, then that would readjust the parasha from the way the Torah wants it to be. Right? That's what it means. You know, today, right, it's a kesevis, right? That's how it's supposed to be. Right? In order, it's more just asking that give the azhara, but of course we're not asking to change the halachas of the parasha. So that's the more saying over here.
So I understand. What would be wrong with that? So if the Torah said it's kazai, so it's kazai. It's a kazai, it's a kazai. It's a kazai.
If it would be like that, then it would be like that. But we're standing right now is that it doesn't say this, right? And the Torah says leisuna. And therefore, today, now Shulchan Aruch, the shir is kasevis. And we're asking a question that, you know, why is it that the Torah didn't speak out the azhara more beferish? Say the azhara, right? Right? But we're not asking to change the halachas in the parasha. So that's what Mora is saying. Mora is saying, he's really answering, is that if the Torah said beferish, then that would change the halachas from how the Torah wants it to be. Mm-hmm. Right?
Since it didn't, we have other ways of learning.
Students, we have the right to understand that the reason why the Torah didn't do that is because that would change the halachas from what the Torah wants it to be. Let's see. Nichtoiv loy su'une. So fine, let the Torah say a loisa say with the nusach of inoy. On that, the Mora says the simple answer to this is that if we say loisu'une, kum echol mashma. On the contrary, it will be mashma. Loisu'une, don't pain yourself. Right? Kum echol mashma. It will be mashma that, right, don't pain yourself, eat. Right, so that would have the opposite mashmois. That's where Reish Lakish ends. Now the Gemara asks on this mask of Hoshe Nicht Rechmoni Shomer Pen Leisuune. But Hoshe asks that no, we could still work with that, and it could say let it say in Torah Hishomer Pen Leisuune. Now Hishomer and Pen, these are the shenis of Azhoris. Shomer Pen Vaal. The Gemara tells us in other places that they have. That these words give us an azhara. So the Torah could have said, "Yishomer pen leisuna," right? That a warning that lest the person will not afflict himself, and that'll have a din of an azhara for eating. And that Gemara says, "In ken official who have it," that the reason why that wasn't done is because the Torah doesn't want to give so many lavin. And if the Torah write that, then there will be two lavin. Rashi says as follows. Let's see the Rashi. Achil because I is mashma, but Torah lichai v'olav el b'yish v'das. I mentioned before. Hishomer pen leisuna. Hishomer pen tovel ide leisuna. That's what it will mean. Hishomer pen leisuna. Be careful that you shouldn't come to a situation of a lack of affliction. Right? That will be a azhara for eating that would break the affliction. Im ken official lavis of Rashi. If so, then official will be too many, the number of lavin. Hishomer upen. These two, sheshnehem loisasehen. Both of them are loisaseh. Vanan lavecha ramrina. Shem leirotso laharbez boi lavin. Being that there will be a change, in order to for the pasuk to express an azhara, it will be necessary to say Hishomer pen, and each of these words are a lav, so that will be two lavin. So in order for this to work, we have to assume that the Torah is willing to give two lavin. So if you have a question, why did the Torah do that? The answer to that just might be that the Torah didn't want to give two lavin for this. Zok de Gemor.
You can do it.
I don't know. It looks like we don't have that choice. We don't have such an option. So Hishomer pen is not an option. Maskif lo Rav Bibi Rabbi, Nech Rachmona, Hishomer b'mitzvahs inui. The Torah could have written like this, and this way you'll have, you know, one Loshna Azhara. Hishomer b'mitzvahs inui. On that thing, Morris says, nope, that also won't work. Imken, Hishomer de'lav lav, Hishomer de'esei, esei. That the Gemara tells us in other places that the word Hishomer, Kubi Machlekes Tosfos mentions, that Kaparim Al Gemara is saying that the word Hishomer is not an absolute lav. It really is dependent on the context. So if the pasuk over here is saying is that Hishomer b'mitzvahs inui, so this Hishomer in this context will tell you to keep the mitzvahs inu, that's an essay, so the Hishomer over here won't have the chashivas of an azhara. Mm-hmm. It'll be a warning, but it won't have the chomer of a loisase. Mm-hmm. Right? It'll be what we call an Isser Asay. So Krashi. He shomer delav. Kingoin, he shomer benega tzaraz. In that context, he shomer benega tzaraz, what we're saying is, like the pasuk says, shlo yokutz beharosay. The person shouldn't cut off a nega. That's the hishomer. So that's telling you that don't cut it off. Hishomer benega tzaraz. Hishomer the essay. In our context, that we're saying, Hishomer Shetisane, right? Make sure that you're afflicted. So the pasuk is a warning on something positive, Shetisane, and therefore it won't have the chashivus of a loisase. And that Gemara ends off with the question, Maskal Ravashi, Nichta Vatosim Min Ha'inu. The pasuk over here, you're right. If we would say he's shomer, that wouldn't be sufficient over here. But let's say al tosim min ha'inu, that's a proper expression of a lo yisaseh concerning the inay. He's shomer al tosim min ha'inu. Kasha, right? The Gemara remains with the question over there on Reish Lakish, that if the reason why the Torah didn't write it more explicitly is because of a lo yafshir, and that Rashi says that l'chor, there would have been a way to do it. Let's see a couple minutes over here, because this price over here, Agav Urchin mentions a very important halacha concerning Yom Kippur, the din of Tosfos Yom Kippurim, which is mentioned only Agav over here, but in halacha it plays an important role. V'tana ma'isi lo mehalcha. The order says that in the Braisa, the following Braisa, the time of this Braisa shows us that the source of the Azhara from over here, even though the Torah doesn't say it beferish, but the Torah is going to produce, the Braisa will produce for us a source. Now, the first part of the Braisa over here is not focusing on that at all. Latter part of the Braisa mentions it. Okay, so we'll go quickly to the first part of the Braisa. Let's see. The pasuk says, "V'dinifes esnaf shisechem v'chol malocha lo yisasu." At the pasuk over here, tells us on Yom Kippur, right, two isurim, inay and isur malocha. Yochol yehei onish korosh al teisefes malocha. The Braisa starts, and the Braisa says that one might think that just like there's an Issur Koris on Melocha during the Itzume Shoyim, the actual day itself, one might think that there's an Einish Koris for Tesefes Melocha also. That means we're already assuming that there is a din of Tesefes. That means that one has to add on to, aside from the actual day itself, some portion before and afterwards, that there's an Issur Melocha Deraisa. And on that thing, we're saying that one might think that wherever the Isser applies, is that there's a Chiv Koros on that. So therefore, one might think that there's an Isser Koros on Tesefes. The pasuk stresses Etzayim Hazeh. Al Tumim Shem Onish Koros Ve'en Onish Koros Al Tesefes Moloch. I'm going a little quicker over here. I think more, we learn from the pasuk. The pasuk stresses the Etzem that the Chiv Koros is only, even though it's Osir on Tesefes Moloch, Nisa Deraisa, nevertheless, Chorus you don't have. Yochol ayhei onish chorus ha'tesefes melocha, avol ayhei onish chorus ha'tesefes inay. Now the Gemara shifts to inay, the isuri achila, that there's a chiv chorus on that during Yom Kippur itself. One might think that, being that there is a din of tesefes, there is there also, one might think that the chomer of chorus also applies wherever there's an isur inay. Again, the pasuk stresses etzem hayem hazeh as far as inui, when it's talking about the chorus, that limits the chiv chorus only on itzum Hashem on actual day of Yom Kippur, even though there's an iser that didn't inui before and after tosefes. Yochol lo yehei b'chlal oynish avol yehei muzer al tesefes melocha. On that, the braisa goes further, and it says, granted, there's no koris. However, the stringency of a loisase, one I would think that one does have on tesefes concerning melocha. Tamlem chomlocha loisase ubetzim ha'angazeh. Ali tzume shayim hu muzer in muzer al tesefes melocha. The pasuk mentions concerning the azhara. Here too, only etzem ha'yem hazeh. Yochol lo yehem muzer al tesefes melocha, avu yehem muzer al tesefes inui. Now this is very important what's negated to us over here. Listen to how the pasuk is talking. That one might think that, granted, we learned that melocha, there's no azhara, there's no loisase azhara on iser melocha on tesefes yom kippurim, but inui on tesefes yom kippur, maybe no chorus, but there's an azhara. On that, the Braisa says the following: v'dinhu. Dinhu, that means we can make a lima to tell us that there is no azhara on tesefes inui. Akav chaymer umam melocha shenehegas v'shabosos shem tevim inim muzer oleha. That if we find by melocha, which is more chomer, because the iser melocha we find is not only limited to Yom Kippur, it's by other places. That's a chumra. Nevertheless, tesefes, there's no azhara. Inay shen inayg b'shabosim tevim enedin shelo yehi muzer olav. Therefore, definitely madach something in iser which is more chomer doesn't have an azhara is therefore all the more so we can make a kavachim tell us that inay does not have an azhara. Now this is where we're coming, because right? Mary is very talking about an azhara on inui. Right? That's our topic. Zok the brayisa aval azhara inui shall yoyim atzmoi loy lomanu. But at this point, the truth is that we don't even know an azhara for inui on the day itself. Minayin, how do we know that? So the Gemara over here makes limudim, and the Gemara over here says as follows. Right, the Gemara is going to make a yitur, but I think we'll jump to over here at this point since things are a little late. The Gemara is going to learn inui from melacha. Now the Gemara originally in these few lines that we're skipping over here wanted to make an extra pasuk based on a kal v'chomer, that one of these psukim are extra because you could have learned from kal v'chomer. The Gemara asks Pirchas on that. Omar Ravina, Haitana etzem gomar. This, that the Tana over here is making a limud, the truth of the matter is it's really based on a Xavier Shov. It's not really because you have an extra posik to learn one from the other. Etzem gomar. That in both psukim by Inui and by Isser Melocha, it says etzem hayom hazeh. That serves as a Xavier Shov to learn one from the next. Just like the Torah explicitly tells us late that an Isser Melocha at Loisaseh Melocha, which is Nazhara, so to Inay will also have that Chaymen. And that Gemara says, Mufna, Ti Ilay Mufna, Ikla Mifk Vachinan, La'ay Afnuye Mufna. It is extra, and the Gemara shows us that in order to make Zer Shava, since the rules of Zer Shava is that if the Psukim are not extra, then we can ask a Pircha on this Limud. The Gemara tells us that it is an extra pasuk over here, and the Gemara tells us the cheshbon of the pesukim. Dakoponim, so this is the maskana of the Gemara at this point. At this tana over here, the source, had we know that it's an azhara, right? And like Shimi was saying very good, that the chara azhara we have to have in order to have a chiyuv chata, so there has to be an azhara. What's the source of the azhara? So in this braisa, it's mevuir that the azhara for inui is nilman from melacha. The Torah specifically says in Isser Melacha, we have a gzeir shava, that we learn inui from melacha, just like melacha, as the Torah says in azhara, so too the Torah is giving an azhara for inui. And therefore, the Isser inui of achilish siya has the chomer of aloysa say, and therefore it fits all the rules of things that have aloysa say, and therefore, that could be a chiyuv korban.